Srimad Bhagavatam class on first canto, chapter 8, text 20, prayers by Kunti.
Famous Prabhupada said, among many, in Srimad Bhagavatam, full of many, many prayers. Wonderful. We can also pray to Krishna feelingly, and he will respond according to our surrender and mood, feeling. And so here is Prabhupada said, one of the best prayer. Another one is Gajendra Moksha. Gajendra, when he's in danger, he is attacked by a croc. He's fighting. He thinks he is going to be taken over by crocodile. Then he started feelingly praying to the Lord. Because last life he did. So here, this life we are hearing, sometimes we may be in danger. And we don't know what to do. Krishna! And he said, how to pray? Some word which is beyond our sense, material sense perception. What is that word?
Adhokshaja.
Adhokshaja. Akshaja means senses. Beyond the perception of the senses. So how then one will know that these our senses are material senses? Material sense means which is still imperfect because of we are always enjoying mood. Our senses are trying to enjoy Lord over material nature. When used for the pleasure of Krishna, pleasing Krishna's senses, it is then spiritual sense, become purified. That is called. So one of the our definition of bhakti, who can tell where this thing is said? Yes?
Rishikesh.
Tonish. What is the definition of bhakti? Who will tell?
Rishikesh.
Sarvopadir vinir muktam tadvena nirmalam rishikena rishikesh.
Loudly.
Sarvopadir vinir muktam tatparatvena nirmalam rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhaktir uchyate.
This is bhakti. So who will tell in Bengali? In English translation. Tony? English translation? Vikash? Iska English translation. Bhakti ka definition bataya. Aap
batane se. Engaging the senses in service of the Lord of the senses.
But then
freed of all material designation.
I mean, as long as you false ego, I am this, I am that, there we sometimes, in the organization point of view, we sometimes get some stamp. You are this, you are that. But it gives up that false ego. He knows I am this, but Prabhupada said, I give you this big designation, exalted position. Now people will respect you like a guru, you will get every day maha, people will treat you like an exalted person, dandavat, and a fast one day. But if you think I deserve it, better you qualify it. Qualify yourself now. I give you this, it will help you. You will accept to take it for granted. You are this, you are that. But you qualify yourself, don't take it for granted. Make sense? Everybody, make sense?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Make sense? Go ahead. You see, as a result of this, what happened? Yeah? Past history repeats. It will be some ceremony. Durbhasha. So many. So very rishi. So many. So now, we are not even Durbhasha's grain of dust of his feet. What to speak of us? Durbhasa and other big, even Brihaspati, the guru of the demigods. We are not even demigods. And guru of demigods, this is all. Make sense? Hey, Tivabjo, Pakidya. Go ahead. Sloka. Do you know? Upanishad, there is one sloka. Who can? Not by scholarship, not by merit, one can know. Who can tell? Raise hand. Let's see how much you are studying. Na ayam atta pravachanena labha, na medha na bahuna sutena, yam ebhuisha vrinute tonum sham. You cannot understand God by your scholarship. neither your merit, neither so much listening, you are a very big scholar, Pandit, no. But if you surrender to Krishna, and you have got a service attitude in Krishna, there is a story. Once in India, big politician, his name is Madan Mohan Malaviya, maybe university in his name. Maybe he did it, now they may change name, I don't know. And he was collecting money from all the rich people king from India, Hindu kings. He one day came to see Prabhupada's Guru Maharaj Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. Yeah, I have got some question to you, but I find very difficult what it means in whether it's written. Here is so sorry, come on. How you feel? Your father and mother is gone. Father gone? बैठिए यहाँ हिंदी में
हिंदी इस साइड में बैठिए
हिंदी में भाषांतर कर रहा बैठिए तो अखुन अब सही है जी ना जो भी वाला बोला ना don't go to Delhi not well so की जानी बोल चुका
मॉडर्न मोहन मालवीय came to
मालवा तो मालवा से I want can you tell the meaning then Thakur said I am very busy so but you go inside my student, they can tell. Why student? Because they are serving Krishna. If somebody serves Krishna with love and devotion, Krishna reveals. Really? So he went inside. No, I know you are a big scholar and saint. And he said, no, I am busy. I have to serve. All the time you have to engage. Focus on one place. One who is 24 hours engaged in Krishna's service, Krishna will reveal what you are required to know. Everything is there, coming to him. One who is 24 engaged Krishna service, he can fill the current of Krishna all the time. Anyway, so sometimes Prabhupada was asked, Prabhupada, you know what others are doing and the devotees are surprised. What is happening far away? Prabhupada seems to be knowing. Prabhupada said, don't ask this question to the teacher. Again they ask, they are surprised, how Prabhupada could know this thing happened, that thing happened. Looked at him, hey, he did something wrong. Don't do this! And he could understand how Prabhupada could know. So, then one time Prabhupada said, what is required to know? Krishna, let me know. Well, answered. Then other best Prabhupada said, wrote like that. If you are 25 engaged, what do you require to know Krishna? Okay. Then from within, because you are not 25 engaged, you are doing so many things. And another Prabhupada's Godfather told, you all the time chant nicely. Krishna's name and Krishna is non-different. Krishna will tell you the question, all your questions. I won't tell you your answer. Many times he asked, he said, why you ask me question? Krishna is with you, you chant Hare Krishna. Depending on the quality of chanting, Krishna will tell. What you are telling? That Madan Mohan Malabha went inside the mat, Gaudiya mat, and say all the brahmacharis are engaged doing so many things, polishing, duties, paraphernalia, all duty, arati. He said, hey Prabhuji, your Guru Maharaj sent me, you can explain something? He said, we are busy, sir. This is our duty, you have to fulfill. Some point he said, all right, can I do something? Oh yes, you want to serve Krishna? Yes. He gave me some time. After some time, he was leaving. Then looked at Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur looked at him. What I heard from Prabhupada's Godfather, he said, so what happened, sir? He asked many other questions, so he answered. And that he didn't answer. Then what is the meaning of this verses? Different person saying different, then he said, I got my answer. You did some service, yes. You got your answer, Krishna told you? Yes. He asked many other things. He said, I heard that you have got a daily newspaper about spiritual life. You have got daily news of the spiritual life or world? He said, daily news. This material world is just nothing insignificant compared to the spiritual world. material world even is like a sack of mustard seed. Each mustard seed compared to one universe, and each universe there are so many like a dot of the pin drop, like the innumerable stars, planets there, and our planet is a small planet in one of the universe like a mustard seed. And in this planet there's so many continent, each continent so many living entities, and each continent there are so many countries, and each country there are so many provinces, so many people, and each province there are so many cities, and each city there are so many newspapers, and each newspaper has got so many editions. Just for little bit of these people, they write so many editions, so many newspapers. What to speak of in the spiritual world, which is vast, much more than mustard seed, one sack of mustard seed like that. Many more times bigger. And there are many more living entities, liberated soul. So you think only one daily, why one daily? Every moment there can be, for moment there can be a newspaper. They have got so much information. Really? And unfortunately, there is no audience, no reader. Even we are writing, nobody buys. So what can we do? At least one. There is a newspaper, books in the time we used to have. Nadia Prakash. Prabhupada was telling. Nadia Prakash. Nadia Prakash. You know Prakash. In illumination, revealing. Nadia. Nadia district. Spiritual. So go ahead. Any question, any comment, you remember? Later ask.
Okay.
This belongs to the spiritual world. If you act in that way, you can feel the spiritual plane. What is the symptom of the spiritual plane? How, what happens to a devotee? Who can tell the sloka what Krishna said? One is the spiritual plane. Raise hand. Sadhu, Brajabasi, Hathutha. Mata, which slok tells, one in the spiritual plane? Scholar, Kurukshetra University. Can come Kurukshetra, had Krishna told Bhagavad Gita. So tell. Hey, let everybody listen. Who will tell the meaning? Tony Blair.
I need to practice, now I need to study.
That is the answer. Not very encouraging. Anyway, who will tell? Vikas Prabhu.
I think I know.
Yeah, please don't take much time. Kya bolbe? English. What about Radha Kund Vasi?
When I reach the stage of Brahmabhuta, no desire, satisfied.
No lamentation, no hankering.
Neither lament, neither anchor.
Hankering, more. Now is the car I have got a Volvo. No, maybe Mercedes Benz. No good Mercedes Benz, so many Mercedes Benz. Maybe BMW. This is coveting, hankering. More hankering. Achha. And then, other point, he's always. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma.
He's
always joyful. Prasanna. Prasanna. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. Samasar Beshu Bhuteshu. Equally disposed. Even to him, an ant and a president of that country, no difference. He's just a covering chain. No, he may be Hitler or he may be any German. Achtun! Germany. Radha Desh.
Poland.
Slovakia. Poland. All Poland group. Big Polish group. Yeah. We used to stay in some house. His name is Nameshlak. And his big body is a plumber. And to them. And his wife is also big like a little, I don't like to say, but I must say little elephant. And his son also little elephant and daughter also little elephant. He is also like a big elephant. When they used to call me in their room sometime for a breakfast or something, please come. I feel like his son gives my his daughter. And I wonder, if even your daughter, your son, put his hand like that, I may maybe swing. Such a big body. And his wife is laughing. His daughter. And that man is such a huge body. Very simple. Is it Polish name? Namaslak? Huh? Polish name? He's a Jew. There is Polish Jews also there? Jews?
Lord.
Lord? Yeah? I go on reading. How many Jews you have? I want Polish. Only one. Jew. Meanwhile, they are called GBC. Others whisper. GBC. They don't know how to. How to. But never. Don't mind. Sometimes. Because always money talks. They say. They don't know how to get the thing done. Okay, go ahead. Einstein was Jew. Sent. What is that? One shop. I have two are there. There's so many departmental stores. Sent. Forgot. In London, is it sent? The shop room? Sent, I forgot. D and H. And I have the S. Sent something. I forgot. I used to buy clothes. Yeah? I asked who owner. The most of them are Jew.
Is that the government?
Yes. Anti-Jew. Huh? Keep it detailed. More meaning. More meaning. Different shades of meaning. Huh?
Given explanation.
Explanation.
Example.
With example. I think this one I usually find means. Give example with explanation. Take example.
Context.
Yes.
Text.
Krishnaya Vasudevaya.
Everybody.
Krishnaya Vasudevaya.
Devaki Nandanaya cha.
Devaki Nandanaya cha.
Nanda Gopa Kumaraya.
Nanda Gopa Kumaraya.
Govindaya Namo Namaha.
Govindaya Namo Namaha.
Let me therefore offer my respectful obeisances.
Offer my respectful obeisances
unto the Lord.
Unto the Lord.
Who has become the son of Vasudeva.
The son of Vasudeva.
The pleasure of Devaki.
The pleasure of Devaki.
The Lord, the boy of Nanda.
The boy of Nanda.
And the other cowherd men.
And the other cowherd men.
Of Vrindavan.
Of Vrindavan.
And the enlivener.
And the enlivener.
Of the cow and the senses.
And the cow and the senses.
To what means? Raise hand. What do you mean? Yes, any other?
One gives pleasure to the senses.
What other meaning of go?
God, senses.
Earth. Yeah, give pleasure. Okay, fine.
Indicating thereby that the human prosperity depends more on these two items, namely Brahminical culture and cow protection. Lord Krishna is never satisfied where these are lacking.
So, our here, this what is mentioned, hearing this, what Prabhupada project he did to establish this? What is Prabhupada's? Raise hand. Varnashram. And so what he did?
Farm community.
And they are based on land and cow production. Krishi Goraksha. Krishi land, Goraksha cow. He said, cows are like, bulls are like father, he tilling land, working hard. And cows is like a mother giving milk. And from milk, what do you get? And pulling land, tilling land, you get your food. become self-sufficient. You don't have to go to factories, go to work to factories or offices. He said that. And he said, the future of our ISKCON is our Gurukul. So he started Gurukul. The Gurukul boys sometimes go play with the cows, then go to Goshala, yeah, and learn something from the Guru, and follow strictly Brahmachari life, then whatever it like in, when you become grow up, then enter into Grihastha life or Brahmachari, does not. Gopal did that. He started Gurukul in, first where? Dallas. In Mayapur he had, and then learned from there. Some devotee asked Prabhupada, they won't study, they have a school, college, university. Prabhupada said, Prahlad Maharaj said, if you simply know about Krishna consciousness, you are better than even top university scholar. You simply know. But how to deal with the material world and go? Yeah, a little bit mathematics, a little bit geography, a little bit history. Mathematics. Not much. Just to deal with the material world, go to buy something, this, that. So you know basic thing little. Prabhupada didn't give importance to study. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, more you study, more you go away from God. Jarovidya mayar boihav, jipke kore gadha, gadha means ass. More you become highly loaded with books and book knowledge, material world, you become a like ass. Ass means manifestation of stupidity. He is working so hard for a washerman, but not a piece of cloth belongs to him. And maybe he will give you like a little grass, he can get it here and there. So most of the people are highly educated, but without Krishna consciousness, he is like a ass book. Doesn't matter how big stamp he has got. Mohajanmaniya jipke kore gadha. Usually that, and most people, the more he studies, more he become away from God. He doesn't like. Because their education orientation is such, he become, oh, everything he doubt and check it, this, that. Who was it? This is different. This is descending, the ascending process. With my own ability, all I will know everything. But he has got four defects. What are the four defects of the conditioned soul? Who can say, raise hand? What are the four defects? Turning. What are the four defects of a conditioned soul?
Okay, I will try.
You'll try.
Yeah.
You tell one.
Okay. We have the tendency, we are in illusion, we have the tendency.
Stop!
Jesus.
Right. One is right. Any other? Because. What is the difference? The conditions of liberated soul. We are on the path of, if you render devotional service, give us sinful activity, we are on the path of liberation. Tendency to communicate. Right, he is. What are the other two? Who will say? Cheating potency. Can you give example of how he is cheating? Who will say, they are not teaching, they are actually cheating. I think, Prabhupada told one of them, what is the value of I think? So many guys thinking, I think. How we know which is right? Who cares for think? Many thousands of millions of people are thinking, I think. Is this authentic? No, it's speculation. Stop speculation. What is the value of your thinking? He's not teaching, he's cheating. I think. But defect. So, other one?
Imperfect sense.
Example?
Who
will give example? Because?
Son of Beauty.
Tony?
Yeah, one example, we cannot even see what is. When it's lack of life.
Limitation of life.
Yeah.
Limitation of
eyesight. Somebody say, Prabhupada, where it is darkness, we cannot see. Prabhupada said, we can at least see Krishna. We do devotional service. He see Krishna, he can see. Okay, next. Go ahead.
Namo Pankaja Nabhaya, Namo.
Namo Pankaja Nabhaya.
Namo Pankaja Moline.
Namo Pankaja Moline.
Namo Pankaja.
she is saying, turn.
Namo Pankaja Netraya.
More. You want more? Turning?
Namaste
demanding?
Pankajangraya.
Namaste Pankajangraya.
No, she is saying, she is not hearing.
Turn. My respectful obeisance unto you.
Come closer.
O Lord.
O Lord.
Whose abdomen is marked. With a depression like a lotus flower. Who are always decorated with garlands of lotus flowers. Whose glance is as cool as the lotus. And whose feet are engraved with lotuses.
Go and beat him. Show your universal form. Show all these things the God has got fire. Of course you shouldn't do that. I said, how heavy you should. It's not so easy to become God. No sleeping!
Then you say, Naham Prakasam, Naham Prakasam.
Yogomayam Samabhrita.
Those persons may say, I do not reveal myself to each and everyone.
Yeah.
Because become a devotee.
Yeah. Prabhupada say, you ask him, from you are God, from God's body all the universe is coming. Any body, or from your body all the universe is coming? You have no cause of all causes? You came up, you have got a daddy, mommy? You are not God, you are dog!
This is man God. This is
man God? What is that?
Man-made man God.
No man-made God. The God sometimes came in the form of woman. Who is that? Who can tell? Raise hand, quick!
Mohini.
Mohini.
The Lord may appear of us.
Chame Dibbam. Nobody can. Dibbam means what common cannot do. Uncommon. This is uncommon. Who can tell that I am from this lotus? Who can say I show my universal form? Who can say innumerable planets are universes coming from me? Everything comes from me, he says. Only Krishna says. Who can tell the verse? Krishna says, everything comes from me. I am the source of this. Meaning, who will tell? Kurukshetra, coming from Kurukshetra University scholar.
Everything is waste. I am the source of
and spiritual world. Everything comes from me.
Those who know this perfectly will worship me with
Karan. So those who are not worshipping me, that means they don't know all these things. That is why one is worshipping. People say this is all story putana, rakshasi. It's all story talk. Cock and bull story. Devotee believes so. Krishna picks up Govardhan Hill. Devotee believes. He has reason. Okay. 9:30. Any other service?
No,
you are eager to go. Huh? The different worshipable form there of the Lord. Tell who knows? Raise hand. Each one tell one. Each of 7 or 5. Different types of form of love which is worshipable. Again, anybody can. Worship. So, raise part, one, two, ten. Huh? Mind one. From the mind you can think of one. Jagannath, form of the Lord, in the form of wood. Two, one.
Painting.
Ladies, one.
Stone.
Huh?
Stone.
Stone. Stone. Who said metal? Metal, 5. 2 more.
Earth.
Jewel.
Earth.
Sand.
Jewel.
Sand.
Sand. All these things. You see, every home there is a picture, painting, alokha, is there? Food, Jagannath, jewel. So many jewel it is there.
Why is it alokha?
Why it is?
Alokha.
Alokha means painting. Ah, lekha, lekha.
Does it mean, this looks dangerous, does it mean that every painting
Krishna is in the painting, he's like an altar. He's like a temple.
Let me put it this way. Oba said, in my figure is not different from you. So you see in the street. Even in India, you ask somebody his picture of his father, mother, there is there, painting. And you ask somebody, say, put it there and walk over it. You do? Will you do? Why? You have reverence and respect and love and affection. So these are also, you have got love and affection for the Lord, he will reveal to you, he is there. He is everywhere, especially. He will reveal. Does it make sense? But who is not that, we are going in the street, sometimes see, DT's picture lying. Bhakti Mohan Thakur, we say, at once pick it up, put it in the proper place. So that some may do something, you know. Temple is this, that is not good. It's good, you like your beloved one, he's done like that, or you are dull. You are dull, you have got feeling, love and affection, you pick up a Krishna's photo. Put it somewhere. Don't be disrespect. Okay, you do your duty. It matters person to person, what is your feeling. Every living entity, there is also a soul. There is different dress. Somebody is a big elephant. And there is the ant. But the soul is same.
So you have a bad picture, and it is a broken picture, and it maybe has completely dirty. And now you want Radha and Krishna to have a...
What is the point?
The point is, if I am throwing it away...
You can... Always, you know, Krishna will give you according to sign, I put it in the Yamuna. And he is with Yamuna. According to surrender, Krishna gives intelligence. That is different person. Every living entity, one who knows, there is God is there. He has conviction. He only mistreats it, knowingly. At least knowingly. There is a difference between a saint and... There is a difference between blind faith and feeling. Okay, any question? It is not, we are not machine, we have got feelings. Yes? Yeah. And accordingly, Lord reciprocates. Jadrishi jadrishi bhavana. According to bhavagrahi janada. Krishna accepts your love and affection, feeling for him. Some may distribute so many books, he is appreciated by the organization, so that everybody gets inspiration. But some may not, but he did his best. Some gopis joined with Krishna, some could not go. Stop, they locked up. Husband, Tara, Subhidya. But she always, I can't go to Krishna, and she's feeling separate and died. She gets the same desire. Krishna takes the heart. His feeling, his heart, he sees the heart. Bhavugrahi. How he feels. So, Radhani has the famous prayer. Ai, Dina, Dayadranatha. He Mathuranatha, kada apalakkase. When Krishna left and Akrura taking him to Mathura, and the gopis, Vrajavasis, they don't want. It's time to stop. You cannot go. Then Krishna Aprasami said, look, I am coming back soon. Please let me go. Let me. And passing behind the room. Then long time Krishna is not coming. You know, who was sent again to pacify? Who will tell?
Uddhava.
Why? Because you are a selected person to pacify, console them. But Radharani is feeling separation. When somebody feels for us, feel separation. Even still these days also. Somebody long, very affectionate person, beloved, long, far away, and they always think, maybe son, maybe daughter, maybe husband, wife. And others can feel also. If others can feel material pain, why not spiritual pain? So Krishna can feel. Krishna said, those who think of me and they forsake, sacrifice, all their beloved ones, just for me. I deeply think of them. What to do? So you believe? You believe, you will sacrifice and dedicate yourself. So Radhani feels. So Radhani is saying, hey, now you have gone to Mathura, you have become the Lord of Mathura, everybody likes you. But what about us? Who is thinking for us? Oi Dina Dayadranatha. Oi Dina means That means bereft of love and affection. But one who is dina, means he is humble and meek, and he is attracted. Krishna is attracted by one who is very humble and meek. He can enter the kingdom. So you are like that. You are attracted. Why dina that Natha, Lord? Mathura Natha. Kada avalokya se? When will have your darshan? When will manifest to us? Come to us. Hidayam tadaloka kataram. My heart, when say kataram, very morose. No, better words. I am very, lamenting. What? Feeling separation. I am very eager. Eagerly awaiting, you know. Hidaya, by my heart, is very painful. Oh, better word.
Heavy heart.
I am the heavy heart. The heavy heart now. I cannot bear the separation from Hidayam Tadalo Kakatra. In feeling separation, my heart, I feel pain. Hidayam Tadalo Kakataram Doita. Oh, merciful one, na? Daita, oh, merciful one, you are very merciful. Daita, Bhamati, my mind is getting
illusion.
No, not illusion. Bhamati means mind is disturbed. Am I bewildered? My mind is very disturbed. Feeling separation from others. King Karamaham, what shall I do? Tell me. This is the highest, how to feel separation, Radharani is teaching. And the same thing he told Madhavendra Puripa. So Prabhupada said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to tell, who can be so, he taught us how to feel separation from Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then first this thing started with Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra used to tell this thing, what Radharani actually told, expressed. This is the glory of philosophy. How to feel separation from Krishna and Sadhu and remember him. And Kulasekhar saying, how to remember him? Can you recite? Krishna tava pada pankaja pankajangra adyaiva visame manasa raja hamsa prana prayana samaye kahvitta vayu kantha varodha sarnam kutaste. Anybody who can tell the meaning? How to remember Krishna? King Kulasekhar wrote a nice nice bandana, praying of to praise of Krishna. And what is the name of that stotra? Who can tell? Mukunda Mala. And Prabhupada's favorite, Prabhupada so many times tell how to meditate on Krishna's philosophy. Just like a swan has got the tendency, propensity to there are other also birds there, but swan is distinct. Swan is compared to a person who is Krishna conscious. So he likes crystal clear water in a lake. He plays where there is the most beautiful object of the creation. Who can tell most beautiful of the creation?
Lotus,
Kamal. That is why we just read Krishna's navel is compared to lotus. Krishna's eyes is compared to lotus. Krishna's face is compared to lotus. Krishna's palm is compared to lotus. Krishna's feet is compared to lotus. Krishna's smile. When a flower blossoms, Prabhupada says, this is the smile of Krishna. Even when Prabhupada is cooking and ask somebody to cook, making chapati, and bringing, Prabhupada says, no, every chapati has to blow. Then don't bring to me. And he thought, how is it possible? He said, Prabhupada, this is not possible. After something, he challenged Prabhupada. Prabhupada got up and went to the kitchen and he showed, put in the fire. Boop! Bubble. Again, two, three, Prabhupada did and looked at him. See, it can be done. But you are not perfect. Don't think everybody is like that. Don't compare yourself to everybody. All the time. Then Prabhupada sometimes, some say, when the chapati blows, Prabhupada says, it's perfect. Krishna is smiling. We don't know what it means. But we are just repeating. So So many things. Oh, that's good. So what are you telling? So here's the proclivity, here's the tendency, he's like playing with the stem of the lotus. He put his neck and died deep. So we should think that, as long as when I become old, my throat will be clogged up, checked with cough, pitta and all these things. Then it will be difficult for me to pronounce your name and remember. So he said, now Krishna, I am in sound health. Please let me die meditating on a lotus feet like the stem of the lotus. My mind like the like a swan who plays with the stem of the lotus. So I also try to meditate on your lotus feet like the stem of lotus and live my body. Hare Krishna, go back.
Krishna,
rest at
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Another seva starts 9:30. Shuddha dhanasya, rapt attention, and shuddha faith. Vasudeva, because he will develop some ruchi. Ruchi means test in Krishna Katha, which leads to, when he becomes mature, test leads to another gulab jam, another, and he become attached. Ruchi, then asakti. Asakti means attachment. When it matures further, asakti means bhava. He is always thinking of his beloved. A woman having a husband and he does so much domestic work, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, why? The husband doesn't know he has got a parmar, he has got another lover, his hero of his heart, honey, sugar. But husband doesn't know. He's very clever, see, cunning. So one should think of God, always busy in serving Krishna under the guidance of a pure devotee. And all mind, when I will meet Krishna, when I will meet Krishna. That is best way. Or as in material world, they don't have to go to school, college to learn. As you grow up, a boy or a girl, they naturally feel attraction to it. So as Rupa Goswami says, oh my Lord, make my heart like that, I feel attracted towards you, like that. The young boys, they automatically feel attraction. But you are not feeling attraction to Krishna. You can ask yourself, what you are feeling attraction? Your mind coming, all these things. Where is my this, where is my that? I don't want to fill up. We can fill up our form. Abar asiblo fire, dhan sire nodir tire. But hoy toba, manush noy. Shalikir vese, become bird, you will see. Now I am not seeing the shalik, but here is the shalik there, everywhere. Even in Australia I see shalik. Bird of this size, and eyes are little yellow, you will see. Very prominent. And color is grey. This color. He's always fighting sometimes. One, three of them, with their big game, fighting. Just like a two co-wipes, sometimes fight. How many others like fighting. So maybe come as a, not as a human being, maybe as a bird, maybe as a hawk, a fly, hawk, shankochil. Here, like a white, the hawk going, and like fish, cup, and he fall, cup, catch. The kingfisher, look very beautiful. But he's meditating. We are also meditating, devotee. Meditating on Krishna. Lotus feet of Krishna. We're meditating on something like fish. Next life again become a bird or a fish himself. We are meditating Krishna, go back to Krishna. So we can ask ourselves, everybody, according to his dhanda, what he is after. Krishna knows, knows his heart. You want this, huh? There you go. You want Krishna. And what Krishna said, or pure devotee said, you following like that, they will have attachment to Krishna, back to Krishna. So we are everybody in that way responsible for his destiny. Yeah? Any question? Any comment? This all, what do you discuss?
We discussed there are some of the specific marks on the feet of Srimati Radharani and Krishna.
Yeah, Radharani, Krishna, Gornita, Adita Chai.
Can everyone see them? Like in the sense that they are gross or subtle?
I don't know. I will say this is spiritual. Transcendental. Some say, why your Krishna is white? Krishna is supposed to be black. The Krishna color black is transcendent. Nearest to us, we know this like a cloud. As one sees. Some see like a blue sapphire. Some say, God who has a blue boy. There's a book in English. The God who has a blue boy. That is Krishna. In Old Testament, out of print, very, very old, one keeping, hiding, he says, written, the God's color is like he has got a blue sapphire. And he is going to the jungle, and all the cowherd maid, that means cowherd girls, they are chasing him, to be with him. It sounds exactly like the gopis, at the dead of night or something. Any more question? Any more comment? Tony.
There may be subtle things in the mind.
There may be.
That there are, which you are not aware about, probably. And you might pray for the right thing, but these desires are there, not maybe not manifested in your proper mind. How are these desires affecting your praying?
So what is the question? What is the point?
How
get to the point.
Conscious. How are they affecting your praying for? If you're praying for pure devotional service, but you know that these are there because your senses are not controlled.
This happens to everybody because you are conditioned soul. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, when you get up early in the morning, beat your mind with broom 100 times. When you go to sleep, you rascal mind, I beat you with a shoe 100 times. Rascal, why you think like that? Think of Krishna. But are you doing? Not doing? That is coming. Mind is most treacherous. Prabhupada said, whatever comes in mind, you kick out. Never listen. Anything mind ka, only other than related to Krishna or favorably serving to Krishna, you kick out. But if you are spiritually not strong, it will overtake you like a haunting. You find you are weak, he is overpowering. That is what is happening to most people. Because he is not chanting nicely early in the morning, and then that gives you strength, spiritual strength. You come to Mangalarti, chant round nicely. Not, you are weak. Sometimes you do so many things, and you are considered, recognized as a big devotee, but he cannot maintain your peace. Why? The mind is not coming. Mind can be our friend, mind can be our enemy, he is residing there. Now you make friendship with mind, then mind is controlled. If you not make friendship, you are leaving your greatest enemy, which will lead you towards hell, that is what Prabhupada said. So they are saying, there is a song, one. Bhajahure mana sinandanandana abhaya charanaya dindare Bhajahure mana sinandanandana abhaya charanaya dindare Dulabha manabha janama sasane tarahe bhava shindure Then? Sita atapa bhata parishana Hidna jamini jagire Then? Vipale sevino vipana dujana Kapala shupalaga lagire Dadadad hat chapal shuk running Dadadad up running Chapala Sukha.
Hare Krishna.
But Krishna is giving cut. Nothing wrong. Yes? You understand? Chapala Sukha. Everybody is Chapala Sukha. See in the trees, birds, and dog, cat, Chapala Sukha. Sexual pleasure. And monkey. Next life, you become too much Chapala Sukha. Every 3 minutes you want to have sensual enjoyment. Next life, become a kabutar, pigeon, dove. Every 3 minutes you're having strong sexual pleasures. Monkeys, sexually very strong. Last life enjoy, put in something, some medicine, make you strong. I said, though you're 80 years old, you feel like a young, strong man, 16-year-old boy. Now enjoy. Next I become a hog, became a dog. So, university, somebody giving lecture, a founder acharya of a world famous society, giving the holy name of God and love of God. And he's telling it. Next life, if I become a dog, Swamiji, what's wrong? What's wrong? Wrong is, you have more sensual pleasure anywhere and everywhere. Become a dog, become a hog, become a Mickey Mouse, become pigeon, become a dub, horse. Some of them are very, he's going to bakri, maybe, ass or a goat. He knows he's going to be chopped head. He get a chance to have some sensual pleasure. One who eat, one who works hard, and to hard work, toil, he eat meat. Because one who eat meat, he will do sex. He will do illicit sex. And in order to digest it, go to halfway out. And he get agitated. Eating some those don't take tumbling water. Too much chili. So many other things. Onion, garlic, more of passion, ignorance. Though he has got a many life partner, he will go to others to enjoy more sensual. It's called Chapala Sukhala Balag. Chapala Sukhala. Krishna said, in the beginning, you enjoy high sensual pleasure. After that, you become old very quickly. And he controls senses, everything moderate. He remained. In Vrindavan going, I'm listening Harikatha in Nimbarko temple in Vrindavan. I'm listening, very nice people. Then after that, I was going before session. I said, very nice sadhu, he looked like a. I heard of Sukhdev Goswami, he looked like a. He's so young, like a little boy. Then somebody whispered, he's not a little boy. He's nearly 65 years old. What? I don't believe. Only you ask? Can I ask? How old are you? He's 65. He looks like a 16 to 25. So fresh. Young boy. Like a flower, you know? Strong brahmachari. And face is so bright. Like a young boy. Very tender skin. I don't touch that. And said, but I like. He looks like a little boy. Speaking Harikatha, I said, look like Sukadev Goswami. I appreciate him highly. I asked, is little boy talking? He's not a little boy, what a thing. He looks like a little boy. He's strong brahmachari akhanda. Bal brahmachari. So he may not be even somebody's grihastha. Then previously all the saints, many of them are grihastha. They live a very controlled life. So they don't look like so. So ISKCON devotee goes somewhere, many places, whether it's a grihastha or brahmachari, some people think, how old are you, tell, he doesn't believe, he says, what? If they are very regulated life, live, controlled sense. Other people, somebody is maybe 52 years old, he looks like a maybe 78, 79, his eyes black like that, skin wrinkling. I saw, still now I see. When the devotees look regular, get up early in the morning, take bath, cold water, come to Mangalarati. Bright face, smiling, look like when they're chanting, dancing over the road, they look like the peacocks coming down from Vaikuntha and chanting and dancing in ecstasy. Others also appreciate this. How they look so bright face and joyful. Because they strictly follow what is written in scripture, what I say. But others are not doing. Taking tea, mode of ignorance or passion. Coffee, nicotine, what is that?
Caffeine.
So it's intoxicating. No good. Only sometimes people, devotees used to believe in organization. He must be very mad if he thinks he is not in this organization, he can go back to God. Now they don't say this. So many flying away to other camp, jumping. I don't want to mention name. 10 o'clock. Still seems like devotees are very eager. No, just turning.
No, very good. I need to be chastised a lot.
I heard some pure devotee said when he chastised his follower, that is real blessing. So that his bad thing he has got in his character, he will give up. Otherwise, if somebody says, no, he is chastising, I am not wrong. You don't get my real mercy. Father can always chastise, mother can chastise, teacher can chastise. But she can sometimes know he doesn't like chastising. He shows his bull horn. Why? Okay, okay, Baba.
I'm feeling suddenly, before I was praying so intensely, but nothing happened.
Didn't happen.
Now, since I'm meeting.
You have to have some patience.
Now, Radharani Krishna is hearing my prayer.
Aja?
Yes. I can feel that. I don't know, but I can feel now that there is another. And it's not because of me.
It is said, Prabhupada, you have got patience, then you'll find Krishna Radharani responding to your prayer.
Like
I'm
trying to pull myself in the hair before.
Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, one who surrenders to the sixth point, he can experience that Krishna Radharani, Mahaprabhu, responding to his prayer. This is spiritual plane. There is exchange, loving exchange between the follower and the Lord. There is a feeling. But outside people cannot see. Outside, but on his devotee, Lord, open the curtain little and show the spiritual world. Take it, close it, just for pleasure. So he said, I saw. So Mother Yashoda is chastising Krishna. Krishna has a, who do you think you are chastising? Lord, anyone? What is this? Mahavi, Lord's energy. Now, still she is not thinking Krishna. Of course, there may be reason. Krishna wants loving exchange with the mother. She is a great devotee. Even Lakshmi is not so great. She is residing in the heart of the Lord. And Mother Yashoda. She has so much love for his son. Krishna, seeing God as a son, so much attachment, love. Krishna, basically. Any question, any comment more? Otherwise, we'll finish here. Again, some other time. Maybe we should go other. Maybe too late. You have to walk at least 10 minutes, na? Chit means conscious world. Everybody is conscious. Sometime in our book there, we go to the spiritual world. Suddenly here, nobody is there, but something talking. You see, only the maybe the wall is talking. Spiritual world, anything is possible. Tree is talking, wall is talking, everything is person. But don't tell to other people, they will say, take him to the lunatic asylum. What is talking? Stone is talking? We see from stone come up. The Lord touched his feet, who knows, and took a form, paying obeisance to the Lord. Who is she? Who can tell? Ahalla. Possible. Previously, yeah, you don't tell others that the mountains used to fly when they land. So many dies. So somebody cut that with his wings. Famous weapon. Who can tell? Who cut and with what weapon?
Indra
with a thunderbolt cut because he's creating so much problem, killing so many living in the. Mountain are flying. Yeah, you do. You sit on a mountain and you meditate on Krishna. You go and.
If I build a house on the mountain, then the mountain will
Yes. Then so many things. When Muhammad was not going to mountain, they say mountain coming to Muhammad.